Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 18 of Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain, and today we are talking about hiding your face and or creating anonymity in sexual expression. Bear with me. That is a word that I am embarrassed to say, I keep struggling with, and will probably use frequently throughout this episode. So I might sound a little bit like that kid in Finding Nemo who can't pronounce anemone, but I think the content behind this word that I have difficulty pronouncing is going to be really fun to talk about, because it's one that comes up frequently with sex workers when creating content in porn and escorting alike, and the various reasons we may have in hiding our face. And I would argue it can also be a really fun and beautiful artistic choice of creating mystery and allure, especially with fetish photography. So before we get into that, the sex worker shout out of the day is Lola Hunt. Yeah! I am a massive, massive fan of Lola. She is a co-founder of Switter, Tryst.link, and Assembly4. For those of you who have been listening to the podcast, you will know I am a massive, massive, massive fan of Tryst.link. I talk about them many times. I'm a huge, huge fan. I think they are one of the most revolutionary platforms in the adult industry for independent escorts, and not just sex workers. They have a whole amazing blog filled with tons of great resources on sexuality, intimacy, various forms of sex work, and really cool stuff such as where you can get non-binary sex toys, or what I mean by that is sex toys that aren't categorized as this is one for a woman and this is one for a man. And really cool avenues and people who are doing really kick-ass things in the adult industry. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lola, for your sacred work. I am a massive fan of everything that you do. Y'all are amazing at Tryst.link. Yay! All right, so before we get into the meat of today's episode, a super low-pressure happy ask. If you are able to contribute in any way financially to the Abyssian Union, oh man, I keep forgetting this. I really should talk about who I am and what I do, but my name is Callie Rain. I am a sex worker extraordinaire at the Abyssian Union. My official title there is High Priestess. Please don't be alarmed by the fancy pants title. It is what I like to call my tarot title, as I am a fan of tarot magic and tarot storytelling. But the Abyssian Union is a 501c3 nonprofit, religious nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. And one way we do that is by highlighting the fucking kick-ass, amazing, brilliant work of sex work and sex workers. I am so, so excited to keep doing episodes just so I can highlight more and more people. And I am so excited to have this huge list of people that I want to shout out and highlight. It's helping me combat my silly nerves around throwing my voice out there. Actually, that would be a good thing to talk about in a future episode, is the vulnerability of your voice and the various ways we do and do not use it in sex work and sexuality. But anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me the power and privilege and gift of your attention and focus today. It is one that I will wield and have a massive amount of gratitude for the rest of my life and beyond. However, if you are one of the lucky few, or maybe it's not few people, if you are one of the lucky people who did have a good year financially due to whatever industry you were in, and you would like to contribute to a sex worker-led organization or project, you can do so and make a tax-deductible donation at abyssian.org. A-B-Y-S-S-I-N. If you dig what we do, if you dig what we say, or if you just think I'm hot and would like to give us money, thank you. I work very hard at it. You can do so at abyssian.org. All right, that's probably a good time to take a break. When we come back, I am going to get into the various ways of hiding your face and creating anonymity in sexual expression. Fucking nailed it. Hey, hey, friends, welcome back to Sex Cult Radio. This is Callie Rain, and today we're talking about hiding your face in the realm of sexuality and the various ways and motivations we show and reveal and perhaps create a veil of mystery. So, Unfortunately, one big motivation that a lot of us sex workers hide ourselves, our face in particular, is due to the harassment that a lot of us face and the stigma. I'm very excited to say that just within the past year or two, I've seen a lot of the misconceptions around sex work go away. Or you know what I should say, the support for sex work and sex workers, that has gone way up. And it's really, really cool and beautiful to see. I'm kind of getting teary-eyed right now just thinking about it. But that's a really beautiful thing to watch in the world, because a big factor for why a lot of us hide our faces is because due to the bullying and harassment and unfortunately violence that some of us can face just because we do things that are a little bit different than some of the narratives that we were previously told. And a level of protection as well. You know, a lot of us develop these personas or characters, and I would like to edit that or perhaps put an asterisk, because I think those words convey a sense of this is not who we are. And one of my favorite things that I've ever heard from a stripper, dancer, sex worker in New York in describing how to sort of develop your character or persona is try to think of it less of creating like a false sense or sort of fake it till you make it, but more so your sex worker or your dancer persona should be a heightened version of who you are. And I think that's what a lot of sexuality and porn and sexual content does, is it allows us to step into a heightened form of who we are. And depending on who you are and what you like and what turns you on, that could be many, many, many different things. However, if you are going to these places of extremity, or if perhaps you're often dealing in maybe some shadowy realms of sexuality, such as sadism, or darkness, shadows, something like that, you may want to take that mask off. If you're constantly playing the villain or monster, you may want to take that off. So having a sense of anonymity, did I do that one right? Oh, I'll check back later. Having a sense of anonymity can help you in shedding a mask and breathing when you need to, taking a step away from the character or persona or heightened headspace in which you play in. So that can be one motivation to hiding your face and creating a veil or a sense of mystery. And here's another thing too, is that I'd really like to state that there is no right or wrong way to do this work. I wonder if people often think that because I show my face in content, I don't value content in which people don't show their face, which is, as you will see from listening to this episode, that is so, so, so far from the truth. And another reason as to why I'd like to talk about this is to sort of combat a lot of the stereotypes and misconceptions around the various reasons we may choose to reveal our face or not. Because I think it's a really fun way of creating mystery and allure in your content. There's something really sexy about not revealing everything. And you can use it as both a practical method in some of the realms I was speaking before, as a way of protecting yourself or creating that mask that you can take on or you can put on and take off. And at the same time, I think it's a brilliant artistic choice. And when people lean into how they can use that sense of a mystery and allure and creating a veil when they want to, it can be a really fun way of playing with when you want to take down that veil or not. And it can be a really fun color on your palette in creating sexual content and playing in these altered headspaces. Fetish accounts, I think, do this really, really well. People who just have foot fetish accounts and they only show their feet, I think that's really hot. And I think that speaks to what a lot of us find really sexy, is that there is this veil, this mystery. And another practical way of utilizing that or monetizing that, I would say, is a method that I've seen with people who have found success on OnlyFans in, or I shouldn't say just OnlyFans, in ManyVids, Pornhub Premium, wherever you're selling and distributing your content. People will have their faces hidden on public platforms where they advertise, such as maybe Twitter, Instagram, et cetera, et cetera. And then you can pay a subscription to see their face. Or every month or two, they'll say, okay, I'm doing a face reveal for $50. If you open this email, then you can see it. And that way they can create an audience in which they have a bigger sense of trust to reveal themselves in this way. And I think it's a really cool way of playing with this veil of mystery and allure and creating anonymity. Y'all at home, I assume you are if you're listening to this podcast, but you may or may not be familiar with the works of No Face Girl and her boyfriend partner on Pornhub, I believe is where most of their work is. Another great example, it's literally in her face, or in her name, is No Face Girl. And she's hugely, hugely popular. The two of them are widely, widely successful and just fucking everywhere on Pornhub. They make really, really cool content and never show their face. So I think that's another misconception within the sex work community, is that you have to show your face to make the money. And it's not true. It can be a great tool, a color on your palette, and a great way of playing in the realm of sexuality. Also, we see this in kink as well. You know, even though people are comfortable with revealing their face in content, sometimes having a mask or creating a sense of anonymity can be a really fun way of creating dynamics within your content. You may often reveal your face, but when you put a mask on, suddenly you might have a kind of monster quality. People can't quite make out exactly what you look like, and that can be a fun thing to play with as well. It's intentionally creating a sense of mystery when you're often revealing yourself can be a really fun color on your sexy palette. And another thing that I should say before I sign off today is a reason why I don't reveal, or a reason why I do reveal my face, is because I have the massive privilege of not worrying about, I don't have children, so I don't have to worry about having my kids or family taken away. And unfortunately, that's a reality that a lot of sex workers face and have to deal with in today's society. But like I said, I think overall public opinion is changing way faster than I ever anticipated seeing. I've been saying for the past year that I think within the next 5 years, we're going to see the decriminalization of sex work federally in the United States. Probably New York, San Francisco, LA, Vegas, one of those. We're probably going to see those cities start to unravel the thread. But it is so, so beautiful seeing the massive shift in public opinion in regards to consensual sex work. It's really, really cool. It's happening at a pace that I totally did not expect. And that's, yeah, that's probably a good spot to end it on a nice happy note. So thank you for joining me today on today's episode, Hiding Your Face, Anonymity in Sexual Expression. Fucking nailed it again. I will see you on the next episode of Sex Cult Radio. I think I'd like to talk about tattoos and the sexiness of tattoos. So stay tuned. Thank you for the massive power and privilege and gift of your attention and focus today. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.